A Breakfast Huddle with Elliot Danker, Yasmin Yonkers, and Ryan Hwan. Replay from Money FM 89.3.
Now, listen, with trade war concerns looming into the next year, you as an investor might actually be looking for new markets to explore. We always hear that on our show, diversify, diversify, look ahead, look forward, right? So one country which perhaps might not so be well known to us, it's kind of fallen below the radar, is the country of Estonia. How about looking there?
Okay, it's located next to the Baltic Sea, below Finland and above Latvia. The country has a population of just 1.3 million, but the country in terms of size is bigger than the likes of Denmark or the Netherlands. So it makes it one of the most sparsely populated countries in Europe. I decided to go on TripAdvisor to take a look at shopping districts in Estonia. I'm looking, there's so many flea markets, street markets, antique stores, art galleries. And I'm just thinking, if it's so sparsely populated, then it must be a joy to go shopping there, unlike Orchard Road.
Because you don't have to rub shoulders. Okay, exactly. I'm just thinking as well that a bit of this shopping experience of Estonia is actually coming to town, so we'll hear about this too. I just want to say that Ryan also did his homework. The country of Estonia can fit 62 Singapores. Okay, so it's quite massive with 1.3 million people there. Nice. Okay, Estonia is ranked 7th out of 185 economies for ease of trading across borders. 55% of the workforce speak one or more foreign languages. Outside of Estonian, they speak either English, Russian, Finnish, German or Swedish. It has a booming ICT sector, homeland of Skype, Hotmail and file sharing company Kazaa.
It's seen as an emerging Nordic location and a gateway between Northern, Western and Eastern Europe. So this morning, we're very privileged to have with us in the studio to talk about investment and tourism opportunities in Estonia, Crystal Alva, Chief Representative Officer at Enterprise Estonia, Singapore. Good morning.
Lovely, good morning, and thank you for having me.
Wow, your country sounds amazing. Can you tell us a little about Estonia? Because I don't believe too many Singaporeans have been there, Crystal.
Oh, I'm welcoming everyone to Estonia, absolutely. It's still quite undiscovered, I would say, here in this part of the world. So Estonians show a lot of interest towards Singapore. However, I wish to bring some Singaporeans as well to Estonia. Then we can start with shopping. However, I wouldn't say that shopping is really the main thing to go for in Estonia. I guess Paris is better for shopping still, or Milan. Estonia.
But Paris is burning right now, so we don't want to be there.
I know. It's really a shame what's going on. It's the way the world is moving, so we have a lot of surprises along the way. But Estonia is, as you already said, it's a very big country and we only have 1.3 million people. So we have preserved our nature really well. So I would say if Singaporeans would love to come to Estonia, first of all, you can experience the four seasons. We do have the great winter with minus 20, 25 degrees.
Oh, sounds really inviting.
Yes, so you can experience the snow as well as our lovely summers where you can enjoy literally the countryside, go hiking, visit a bog. Bogs in Estonia are real rarity, so I would advise you to come for that. And of course, our medieval capital of having buildings from the 11th century. So,
and the medieval capital is called?
Tallinn.
Tallinn, with two N's at the end, right?
Indeed.
Okay.
With two L, two N.
Two L's and two N's. Oh, like two L's and two T's, like Elliot's name. Very good. Now, we mentioned earlier, your country is ranked 7th out of 185 economies for ease of trading across borders. What are some of Estonia's biggest imports and exports?
So I would say at the moment, we are quite strong in importing, exporting the technologies, right? So this is something where we're at the forefront. We are called to be the digital nation. So we do have a lot of great startups who have created marvelous ideas and implemented them into real life and real businesses as well. We have four unicorns in Estonia, which per capita is the highest ranking number one can have.
Skype being one of them?
Skype, then TransferWise, which actually is also in Singapore. They already have over 80 people. They only came here last year establishing TransferWise and now over 80 people, which is a great, great success for us.
What are the other two unicorns?
Taxify. Taxify is equivalent to Grab, but okay. in Europe. So the competitor of Uber.
I've used that, yeah.
Oh,
I've
you have? That, yes. Amazing.
Well done.
Yeah. Yes, and also Playtech, which is a gaming company.
Crystal, we talked about this off air, and you really have to share more with us. You see, Singapore is trying to follow in Estonia's footsteps in implementing a digital identity program.
Absolutely.
You guys are quite a leader in it, as you explained off air, and if you could share with our listeners as well. Do you have any tips for us, and what are some of the similarities we share? What can we do? What can we learn from Estonia?
Well, I do feel that Singapore is moving fast in its innovation sector. You are also trying to digitalize in all the government sectors mm-hmm. and transform the whole nation. You have the wonderful Smart Nation program as well. So I wouldn't say that you can only learn from us. I believe that we can learn from you as well. So what I see today is that in the innovation technology sector, Singapore and Estonia are pretty much learning from both sides.
Okay.
Yes, absolutely. So when it comes to our ID cards, though, I showed
yes.
you before.
Yes, tell us about it.
So,
well, you've taken it out. It's there on your table. So it
absolutely.
looks like a Singapore IC with a chip in it.
Like an ATM card.
Okay.
Indeed, it's like an ATM card. You pretty much can do everything with it, yet you don't need to carry it. For example, one day I was stopped by the police of Estonia.
Oh, so my. With your lovely face, the police stopped you?
I was speeding. Oh, sorry. So what I want to say is that in Estonia, you have this amazing ID card, yet you're not obliged to even carry it with
okay.
you, because 99% of Estonian services, government services, are digitalized. So the police officer invites me to his car and he goes, "Madam, may I have your ID card, please?" I'm like, "I'm so, so sorry. I just ran out to get some milk. So, and sorry, apologies for speeding." He's like, "What's your name?" So I give my name and they have these massive screens and suddenly okay. I just see my ID pop up with my face, and it's like, "Okay, there is no record with you, so you're free to go."
Mm-hmm.
So basically, I didn't even have to carry anything. How convenient is that? At first, of course, I was scared and afraid what's going to happen, because if you go to another Western European country, yeah. even in France, for example, I can give you an example, you need to carry your driver's license
yeah.
and otherwise you will get fined. Mm. So at first I was afraid, and then I realized I'm back home in Estonia.
I just have to have my name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is very cool.
But yeah. just to give you a chance to be part of Estonia as well, you can become an e-resident.
An e-resident.
E-resident. What does that mean?
Tell us.
So, in fact, an e-residency gives the freedom for everyone to run a global EU company fully online. And with e-residency card, you will get a national ID number for life from Estonia. So, in fact, you will be in our registry and you are free to open a company and run it through Estonia and be open to the European Union okay. trusted network, as well currently the 500 million Europeans, unfortunately minus the Brexit
yeah.
coming up.
Actually, I'm just kind of thinking about that. I mean, with Brexit looming, do you see a take-up about this e-resident visa that you have?
It's quite interesting. We have had quite some people from the UK
yeah.
starting to run.
I'd imagine they'd see this as an option.
Absolutely, because before it was more, let's say, for Asians, because it's just very interesting to open up the market there in EU through Estonia. But
okay.
now people from UK.
And
come.
I know you're with Enterprise Estonia,
yes.
so you must push this program with us here in Singapore. What's the uptake so far?
So globally, I can tell you
yeah.
that we have reached a beautiful number of 50,000 e-residents worldwide.
Okay.
This is since 2014.
Mm-hmm.
167 different nations
mm.
are participating, so mm. it's a beautiful community. And in Asia, we had e-residency mission in Singapore last week. So we gave out around 100 e-residency cards, but it does happen every quarter. So
okay.
please become e-residents, right. Everyone.
Enterprise Estonia, Crystal, started in 2016, 2 years now. Could you tell us a little bit about what's been done so far in the past 2 years?
Absolutely, indeed. Singapore has been so welcoming to us, so we had a great start. Indeed, how can I tell you, 2 years is a very short time, so we are just getting started, I would say. However, in the tech industry, we have brought to Singapore a few Estonian tech companies. So this is going strong. At the same time, we have brought few investments as well from Singapore to Estonia with companies like Tolaram investing in Estonia, Temasek, APL, I would say as well. So strong ongoing, few confidential investments as well, as always, into the startup industry. But I would say it's just the beginning. So we're hopeful to expose Estonia in this part of the world more and more, keep our flag held up high and hopefully intensify also in other sectors.
Actually, apart from tech, what other sectors are showing promise right now?
I would say food sector.
For food, okay.
Absolutely. I mean, Singapore is known to be the place for food.
That is true.
And in Estonia, we have one of the cleanest air in the world. We have so much nature, so I would say that we have quite a good base for organic food and niche food products, food and beverage. So this is what we have brought into Singapore this week, in fact.
Yeah, you have a fair. Tell us.
It is absolutely amazing because thanks to a local company, The Next 20, and the founder of The Next 20, Mr. Bengtong Neo, thanks to him, we have brought here 9 Estonian companies from food and beverage and lifestyle companies. So it's at Millennia Walk until Sunday. As well, there is a real Santa from Lapland. He has been flown over here. So
he must be sweating.
Possibly, but he must be enjoying the sun as well before going back to the snow there. So it's one of a kind opportunity to still taste and try our Estonian brands at Millennia Walk.
All right.
Okay. Are you able to share some numbers with us when it comes to investment and cooperation between our two countries? I know you mentioned a couple of companies here.
Indeed.
See Singapore-based container line APL has moved your way. They opened an Estonia office in 2006. Tolaram Group, you mentioned that as well. The unit Horizon Pulp and Paper also ventured there.
So it's too early to tell or give numbers. Obviously, you know, companies who invest also, they are not usually publicly announcing that. We had a nice investment through SG Innovate in Singapore as well, but it is confidential. We are not really talking about it too much at the moment. So I would say next time when we meet, possibly then I can tell you more.
Can't say I didn't try.
But there is a next time. Ah. Hey, you know, Singaporeans, we love to travel, and I'm always looking out for the next best place to go to. So Estonia, I understand about half of it is forest. It's got great air, like you mentioned. If you had to recommend a Singaporean right now in the car listening, next holiday I'm going to Estonia, what would you recommend?
And how do you get there?
How do you get there?
Is it a direct flight?
We do not have a direct flight, but it's almost a direct flight. So we fly from here to Helsinki, usually by Finnair. And then we hop on another plane, which pretty much takes you 20 minutes, take off and land. So you get a little candy halfway, and then you already prepare for landing.
Can you walk?
you can swim, because we have 80 kilometers between Helsinki and Tallinn by sea.
By sea, okay.
Obviously, you can take a ferry as well and get entertained on the ferry. It takes 2 hours.
And the entertainment involves a lot of drinking.
Definitely. But in Estonia, you probably will arrive in Tallinn.
Okay.
So it depends on what kind of a traveler are you. Definitely the nature, to get connected with Estonian nature. We have really a lot of forests. So half of Estonia
of
is covered.
Trails, yeah?
Absolutely. And half of Estonia is covered by forest. Wow. Imagine that.
Amazing.
At the same time, we have a few beautiful islands as well. A lot of lakes, rivers. Oh. So if you want to come in September, you can collect mushrooms in the forest and nobody will stop you. So it's free to everyone.
So that's your your recommendation? Best time of the year to visit Estonia is September?
I would say come for Christmas, enjoy the snow,
okay,
or come for summertime. Next summer, we will have a singing and dance festival in Estonia, which is one of a kind. I would say we are the singing nation. We have around 40,000 people usually gathered in one place, and we all sing together with our folklore traditional clothes. So if you'd like to experience something like that, you're more than welcome to come.
That sounds very interesting.
Yeah. Are you sold?
I'm always game for a next big adventure.
Okay. We're speaking with Crystal Alver, Chief Representative Officer at Enterprise Estonia Singapore. So we've talked about the nice places to visit, but do you have any numbers to share when it comes to, I guess, tourism growth? Us going there and Estonians coming here, what are the transactions like?
So, in fact, I would say that Estonians pass by Singapore very often because it is really the transition hub, I would say. Mm-hmm. Singapore for Estonians is a very exotic place to go, and everybody wants to pass by Singapore and the wonderful Changi Airport, of course.
Oh.
So the good news is that we don't only transit, but people tend to take a few days to stay, discover, and then fly off to Bali or Sydney.
Yeah, where the real beaches are.
true as well. However, when it comes to Estonia, I would say it has not been really organized or set up. We have, let's say, some luxury travelers who really look for something very special. So we would like to, of course, increase tourism towards Estonia as well from this part of the world. And we invite all the Singaporeans to come and visit our country.
Tell us a little bit about the community of Estonians here in Singapore. What are they involved with mostly?
Absolutely. So I must say we are a very small nation. So we have less than 100 people here and a lot of students. So as Singapore has such an amazing education system, and I would say Estonia as well, then we do have built bridges in the education sector. And then we have here a lot of startuppers as well.
Okay.
And again, technology, this is the place to be. So a lot of Estonians have set up their tech companies here.
Wow, a country that is 50% covered by forests, just like Singapore. More than 50% of Singapore is covered by forests.
Is this what we call the urban jungle?
Concrete forest. Well, we've been talking about Singapore-Estonia investment ties, and this morning joining us is Crystal Alver, Chief Representative Officer at Enterprise Estonia Singapore. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you for having me.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. Or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.